When Studio 7 visited the PhD ministry's premises in Harare's Waterfalls high-density suburb, there were a handful of followers who were praying in a fenced area that is commonly known by the church's congregants as the Holy Ground. However, security personnel at the church barred Studio 7 from interviewing followers inside the church building. Studio 7 interviewed some of the followers, including one who identified himself as Mildred Chakanyuka, outside the church building. Chakanyuka, who claimed to be living in Harare's Budiro high-density suburb, said Magaya has no case to answer.
As members of the church, we are actually praying for him, and we believe that if he is truly clean, God is going to judge.
But Mbare resident Nancy Gonese said the allegations being leveled against the prominent cleric cannot be dismissed, as he is exposed to a large number of women. Another member of the church, Zakaria Chibaya, said Magaya should exonerate himself in court if he is going to remain a member of PhD Ministries.
There are false accusations. They are accusing Magaya falsely, and I think it's up to God to defend him.
His sentiments were echoed by a PhD Ministries member who only identified himself as Zindoga. He claimed that Magaya's problems were politically motivated.
Part of it is being persecuted. On the other side, although he had some cases to answer against the courts, but he's being persecuted. They are doing it at the wrong time. He had some cases. Like, he had this case out of court settlement. One, he paid a lot of money, and they knew, and they've got records. And he has got other cases. But this one, because he paid out of court, they know he has got some cases. Now they are trying to persecute him. They wanted to use that as their campaign gimmick, but he didn't play ball. And once you refuse to play ball with his NPF, they persecute you. Simple.
Chakanyuka said she believes Magaya is a powerful prophet who cannot stoop so low to allegedly rape a woman. Studio 7 failed to get a comment from Magaya, who was not answering his mobile phone, while his lawyer Everson Chatambuza was said to be in South Africa. Magaya attracted many followers in Zimbabwe when he announced that prominent Nigerian prophet Temitope Balogun Joshua of the Synagogue Church of All Nations, commonly known as Prophet T.B. Joshua, is his godfather. Since then, many people, including cabinet ministers and senior government officials, have been worshipping at his church. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.